go.
Right now? Are we on the air, Lady Skill,
yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, yo, what's the move?
Chuck D from Public Enemy. Okay, well, it's nice to see you. How are you? You're, of course, a Public Enemy. I'm very offended. The world according to Public Enemy. Now, the things you guys do are rather controversial. Especially your last statement that you don't think America is... I find that very offensive. You don't think Western civilization will be up in arms and outraged by an action like this? Let's see who's on our telephone today. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say I don't agree with all that Chuck has to say, but I agree with most of it.
Is with Chuck D, a Public Enemy. So, hello.
That I do think that it's very easy for black youth to misinterpret any type of music.
Well, that's what disturbs me about Chuck D's message and the message of Public Enemy is... How important is it for you, for the white audience, to hear your words as well as the black audience?
You said that they were sexist. You said that they were anti-gay.
Right.
You said that they were anti-white.
That's correct.
You didn't point out anything positive.
That's right. You're making a statement that white people have hearts so cold they can't wait to lie.
That's not a
murder.
Song that said that. That was a counterpoint.
Well, I say when you do a song or when you say that.
You know, I'm glad that he was able to be there today and he was able to articulate his thoughts and, you know, what the meaning actually is behind his words. But wouldn't you agree that you were baiting people on and trying to create a little antagonism?
No, I was not. I was responding to my feelings based on what I read about.